WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two utilities have issued advisories. BTU is reminding homeowners about ongoing tree trimming throughout its service area in and outside of Bryan. Also, motorists north of Carlos will have to navigate around a road closure all week. That's because the Texas Municipal Power Agency is making emergency repairs to its rail line. A map and more information is online at WTAW.com. A Washington man died early yesterday morning after being hit twice by vehicles. Dispatchers say 30-year-old Charles Sweet Jr. was lying in the road about half a mile outside of Washington on FM 1370 when he was struck by the car of a Navasota woman. He had been hit earlier by someone who did not stop and who hasn't been found. Troopers from the surrounding areas worked the scene for about 5 hours. A Bryan man with a considerable criminal history in Brazos and Burleson counties is returning to prison. 48-year-old Larry Haley was sentenced Friday for a domestic violence incident that occurred 4 years ago. Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says Haley knocked his girlfriend unconscious, then he slapped her daughter to the ground. Haley, whose record includes a burglary with the intent to commit sexual assault 20 years ago in Caldwell, received a prison sentence of 14 years. But Calvert says Haley is eligible for parole in 2.5 years due to the lack of felony convictions.
The facts of the burglary in Burleson County were pretty bad, but he was given, frankly, the gift of probation. And then while he's on felony probation, he picks up 2 DWIs. While he's on felony probation, under normal circumstances, you should be heading to the penitentiary. They didn't. They instead tried to help him and put him in rehab, you know, put him in safety for a year. After that, he gets another DWI, and they finally did send him to prison, but they didn't convict him on the DWI.
Haley also has 2 pending DWI charges, his 8th and 9th, but Calvert says they're misdemeanors because Haley has only 1 conviction due to how prosecutors handled the prior cases. A Navasota man has admitted to shooting his estranged girlfriend just more than a year ago at a friend's home in southern Brazos County. 43-year-old Daniel Lee Barker was sentenced to 29 years in prison for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Assistant District Attorney Brian Baker says he spoke to the victim about the plea agreement.
Her overriding concern when I talked to her was she didn't want to have to face him if she didn't have to, and she just never wanted to see him again, and she wanted to know that he was away and she was safe.
Baker says Barker was also ordered to pay nearly $33,000 restitution to the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, which paid the victims medical expenses. In May of last year, Barker was outside a home south of Milliken on Navasota Ridge when he fired a shotgun through a kitchen window. Cassandra Ross of Navasota was shot in the head. Ross's 6-year-old daughter, another woman, and 2 men were elsewhere in the home. None of them were injured. Brazos County Sheriff's officers found Barker about 250 feet away, laying down in the woods with a gunshot wound to his chest. The shot was fired from the same shotgun used to shoot Ross. Blinn College continues to enjoy enrollment growth. The first summer session headcount on Blinn's Bryan campus reached nearly 4,100, which marks an 8% increase. Also, the number taking classes online is at its highest level in 5 years, at almost 6,700. For the entire Blinn system, the number of credit hours is up by 5.5% over the same period last year. At A&M, summer numbers are about the same as last year, at nearly 17,000 students. An A&M graduate from New York State was among 3 American soldiers killed and 3 wounded Saturday in a so-called insider attack in Afghanistan. Army Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, Aggie class of 1994, was on his 2nd tour in Afghanistan. Colonel Thomas Collins of the International Security Assistance Force told Fox News Radio the victims were shot at a base near the southeastern border with Pakistan.
We had several soldiers who were attending a meeting with Afghan officials, and when they came out of the meeting, they were suddenly being fired upon by 2 individuals wearing Afghan National Army uniforms.
One gunman was killed almost immediately, and the second was detained. Collins says it has not been determined if they were Afghani security personnel. Clark's 17-year Army career also included 3 tours in Iraq. During his first tour in Afghanistan, Clark received the Purple Heart after he was injured in an IED explosion 3 years ago. And today marks the return of the Texas 4-H Roundup to Texas A&M. The Roundup involves 4,000 youth and adults in the organization's premier leadership event. After 64 years in Aggieland, the event moved to Lubbock last year. Coordinator Kyle Merton says they learned a lot in planning for this year.
As far as the structure, the look, the feel, how we work better with the community and such, the universities and other local partners. And so that was a big plus for us in learning that and being able to take that and kind of replicate that model back when we came to College Station.
For instance, local fundraising has lowered registration costs so more can attend. And for the first time, participants are staying in motels instead of on campus. You're invited to most of the events. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:11. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Mursky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure in control, so we'll see lots of sunshine today. It's going to be warm. We're getting in on some of that warm weather that's covering the western United States. Our highs today near 95. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow. The chance for an isolated thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Generally clear, 75 tomorrow night. Wednesday is going to be mostly sunny, and the highs on Wednesday will be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It was a nail-biter, but A&M men's track and field did it again. We'll share that with you. The Brazos Valley Bombers finally dropped one, but picked up another. Plus, we've got updates on the NBA championship and the French Open, plus a whole lot more. Coming up with sports, we'll do that for you here at about 6:50.
Okay, that's French Open. Let's see. Rafael Nadal wins, and you have to pay taxes. Those are about, I mean, doesn't he win over there all the time?
Yeah, this is his eighth win.
Yeah.
He's pretty much unstoppable on the clay.
The college baseball game went so late, even I couldn't stay up last night. I mean,
17 yeah. innings.
And I like Rice. I really do. I like Wayne Graham a lot.
They put a great program together every single year. And they're smart kids.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and on top of that. And, lost a 2-1 run game, so they're coming home. And but again, like this, fun time of year. I like me some college baseball when it gets down to the best of them, that's for sure. Okay, so now, Kat, we had this story about the 4-H coming back to Texas A&M.
Yes.
After being here for, I think, 123 years, if I'm not mistaken, right? And then they went out to Lubbock for a year. So now, it wasn't quite that long. But anyway, but now the guy who you have talking, is he with 4-H? Is that who he is with?
Sorry, let me reopen that.
Okay, we're going to reopen that, and we'll see who that gentleman was who you were speaking to.
Coordinator Kyle Merton. Actually, Bill Oliver spoke with him.
Okay, yeah, okay.
This story was written by Bill Oliver.
I understand, okay. But that guy is from the 4-H, right? I like the intro where he said they learned some things after being in Lubbock.
Yeah, he's the coordinator.
That they didn't want to be in Lubbock.
I think that's where we're going with that. That pretty much is the number one thing.
Pretty much.
They're going, okay, we're in Lubbock. Well, and the thing is, a lot of those kids are from West Texas. They're going, well, we've seen this, you know. They want to come over where we have things called trees, which are...
Oh.
What? Have you been to Lubbock? Have you been to Lubbock?
Huh? Yes.
Have you been to West Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, you...
It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from
that's
there.
Right. Yeah.
It's just beautiful in a different way.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. kids go by light poles and they go, is that a tree? Mommy, is that a tree?
Aww.
Well, it's true. Anyway, a cat named Morris. And, of course, why wouldn't a cat be named Morris?
Is this like the food cat?
Well, no, it's not. But this one is running for mayor in a city in Mexico.
I'd vote for him.
Vowing to sleep, eat, yawn, and play in the dirt. How's that?
I promise catnip in every pot.
That's right. As well as rid the city of rats if elected. College students are heading Morris's campaign.
I was going to say, wait a minute, it's Mexico. It would just be pot in every pot.
Yeah, that's which is a hit online. The campaign has 50,000 Facebook followers. Morris doesn't have a spot on the ballot, but his supporters are urging people to write his name in or to draw a cat's face. Yeah.
At least you know he can't be bribed with money.
Well, he can't be bribed with money, but he can be bribed. I don't even know that. I mean, let's talk about a cat and loyalty after all. You know what I mean?
Oh, without question.
Well, no one would be surprised if he didn't care about money.
Well, that's right. That could work.
We got a lot of info.
Mason. Speeches will be shorter.
They would. And then the signature, they just put the paw print down. There's some pluses there.
I think city council meetings will be much shorter.
I would think, yeah.
My question, is he left pawed or right pawed?
Well, I don't know. If it's a dog, then we'd know which one would go after the mailman.
There you go.
We don't know about cats. Cats are cats.
Did you know that 1 out of 300 homes and 1 out of 20 pools have leaks? Don't let yours be one of them. If you suspect a leak, call American Leak Detection. The original leak specialists, we've been in business for over 39 years. Using the most advanced technology and sophisticated electronic devices, we're the recognized leader in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's June the 10th. It's day 161. We've got 204 to go. It is Iced Tea Day. That's probably not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's the anniversary of the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's not a bad thing. 1935.
It's the Iced Tea Day.
There you are. And it's Ballpoint Pen Day. Ballpoint Pen Day.
I'm celebrating right now.
Are you? Right there. It's Laszlo Biro. Laszlo Biro of Budapest invented the pen on this date in 1943.
A Hungarian?
Yep.
So they're called Biros in other countries.
Yeah. If you look at the Bic pens, some of them have Biro on them, as a matter of fact. But he invented it so that you could sign your checks to pay your bills. I mean, in truth, the British Royal Air Force, who employed him, needed a pen that would write under low atmospheric pressure at high altitudes during wartime. That's how he came up
with
it.
I'll be darned.
And, you know, the Bic pen does pretty well. Have you ever had a Bic pen that ran out of ink? I mean, think about that.
No, you lose them before
That's
you
right.
run out of ink.
That's right. You lose them, somebody steals them, they get clogged up,
I
something.
I don't know. I've had them run out of ink.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It doesn't happen very often then, that's for sure. All right. We got birthdays.
Yes, we do. Kate Upton.
Okay. Yeah.
Kate's 21 today.
21. All of 21.
Yep.
Okay.
Shane West from Nikita's 35. Elizabeth Hurley is 48.
Oh.
Who should get points for being with Hugh Grant and that whole thing.
Yeah, right.
Gene Tippelhorn from 50. From 50. Is 50 from HBO's
Good
Big
for
Love.
Her. Yeah.
Gina Gershon is 51. John Edwards is 60. And F. Lee Bailey.
John Edwards, the philandering president. Oh, well, that philandering presidential candidate, that could be a lot of them.
Yeah, you have to narrow that down a little.
Got it, yeah, sure.
Okay. And F. Lee Bailey is 80.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got.
Oh. Dan Fouts, the NFL football dude, 62.
San Diego Chargers, held records for years for passing.
Doug McKeon, an actor, is 47. Now, Timothy Van Patten.
He was a little kid on 80s Enough.
Well, and you know, he's, I guess, the more talented of the Van Pattens, because all his dad does now is make dog food. But he does. Anyway, he's the director of things like Boardwalk Empire and Game of Thrones. Which,
really?
Yeah. You know,
I don't think I knew that.
Does pretty well. He's 54. Andrew Stevens is 58. And Prince Philip is 92, but we're not sure he knows it.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, more government outrage, this time from the state of New Jersey Comptroller Office. Prison inmates in New Jersey have been collecting millions of dollars in unemployment, health care, retirement benefits that they shouldn't have received. The state paid inmates $23 million in benefits over a 22-month period. Now, let's see, jobless benefits, Medicaid coverage, food stamps, Work First, cash assistance, state pension check. They got it all. Now, largest improper payment, $37,000, went to one person incarcerated for a sex assault of a minor. This is your government that's going to run your health care soon. Doesn't that give you all the confidence in the world? Yes, your latest government outrage.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Want to taste the best Big Burger in town? Head to Copy Bridge Bar and Grill, celebrating over 20 years of serving Aggieland the best Big Burger in town. And Copy Bridge has been voted the best burger in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. And for those of you with smaller appetites, try the quarter pound version of the award-winning goodness and enjoy happy hour all day on Wednesday at both locations. While you're there, try one of their new menu items, guaranteed to satisfy hungry Aggies. Find Copy Bridge on Harvey and Welburn Road, both in College Station.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
It's a merger Monday. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Google is preparing for another big acquisition. The Wall Street Journal says the internet media company is about to buy Waze, a company that makes navigation and traffic software. The deal will reportedly be worth more than $1 billion. The company behind Carfax is changing hands. R.L. Polk is being acquired by the business information provider IHS in a deal valued at nearly $1.5 billion. And an American drug maker is getting new owners. London-based pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca is buying Pearl Therapeutics. That deal is valued at more than $1 billion. Pearl specializes in respiratory medications. Gasoline prices eased slightly over the last 3 weeks. The Lundberg survey says the average nationwide price of regular fell 2 cents to $3.64 a gallon. Movie audiences went for suspense over the weekend. The Purge was the top moneymaker. Stock market futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. 94 for a high temperature today, looks like. Maybe 95 all the way early through the week. Maybe getting a little bit warmer, actually, toward the end of the week, up to 96ville or so, simply because of that high pressure that Rob was talking about a little earlier. And then probably in the middle 70s for our low temperature each night. No mention of rain all week long, so may have to start bringing the water out. We'll see. Right now the winds are calm. Relative humidity is 93%. We have fair skies, and it's 71 out there.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-788-0028. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028.
You can access much of the internet for free, but you actually may be paying for that access in ways you didn't realize. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? Do you need to reach the decision makers and businesses to help your organization grow? Then Hoovers has a business-to-business prospecting tool that's just for you. With Hoovers, you can quickly identify B2B prospects that look like your ideal customer. Use criteria such as job title, company location, industry, and much more to build customized lists for you or your sales team. Hoovers has direct email addresses and phone numbers to millions of business decision makers, all at your fingertips. And Hoovers would like to offer our listeners a free 24-hour trial and 50 free B2B leads. You heard that right. A free trial plus 50 free leads. Call 800-239-0011 to get your 50 free leads, or text leads to 37170 and we'll contact you. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011 or text leads to 37170 and we'll contact you. Message and data rates may apply.
We all hate spam in our email, so why do we have it?
The reason spam exists is that it's free to send email. And of course, it's not really free. The truth is that the society spends many billions of dollars to cope with spam.
Jaron Lanier, author of the book Who Owns the Future, says this idea that everything on the internet, like email, should be free, actually has an origin.
Starting back in the 70s, the much smaller techie community of that time, of mostly young men, became obsessed with making information not so much free as anonymous. That was really the original idea. And the reason there was this idea of being able to do things online where you couldn't be traced, and that was out of a paranoia about the Selective Service and the drug laws and other things like that at the time. But the coolest thing in the world and the whole idea of freedom was to be able to be anonymous and hide from the government. That was baked into the software, even though what it meant is that nobody could be paid because you couldn't trace back where the value had come from.
But using the internet isn't really free, because you're allowing companies to track your use of it, and that information is very valuable. Take GPS, for instance. You don't pay for it, but
that stream of GPS data is one of the things that feeds into your behavioral models at a bunch of remote giant computers that are making models of you. And those, in turn, will be able to find target offers of credit and offers of purchases. So the truth is, you're paying much more than you would have under the old system.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieline Credit Union, the official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate, Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank, the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Romeo and Juliet the Ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo, and Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 7 arrests for drunk driving, but only one conviction played a part in the sentencing of a Bryan man for striking his girlfriend unconscious and slapping her daughter. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says the DWI history of 48-year-old Larry Haley dates back more than 20 years.
When he got his two DWIs in 95, he was on felony probation out of Burleson County, and the decision was made by someone, I don't know who, back then, to not actually prosecute him for those. Instead, they just used them to modify his probation and send him to safe P. They could have done both. There was no reason not to. Then the same thing happened again in 97 after he'd been to safe P and he got another DWI.
Haley, who was convicted last month by a jury of the domestic violence incident from 2009, was sentenced by a judge to 14 years in prison. Calvert says due to Haley's criminal history, he'll become eligible for parole in less than 3 years. Also, two pending DWI cases, Haley's 8th and 9th, are considered misdemeanors. A case of domestic violence in South Brazos County from May of last year has been resolved in district court with prison time, then paying the victim's hospital bills. A Navasota man, 43-year-old Daniel Lee Barker, said he shot his estranged girlfriend. Assistant District Attorney Brian Baker says a plea agreement resulted in Barker being sentenced to 29 years.
We're in the area, we're in the neighborhood of reaching an agreement, so it had always kind of hovered right around the 30-year mark.
Barker was found in a wooded area near a friend's home on Navasota Ridge south of Milliken shortly after firing his shotgun through a kitchen window. Cassandra Ross was shot in the head. Her daughter and three other adults were also in the home at the time. Baker says the victim, who has moved away from the area, knew about the plea agreement. Barker was ordered to pay nearly $33,000 to the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, which took care of the medical expenses. Troopers from multiple agencies worked a scene about 5 hours yesterday morning after a Washington man was hit twice by vehicles and died. Dispatchers say just after 1 Sunday morning, a Navasota woman was about half a mile southwest of Washington traveling north on FM 1370 near FM 1155 when her car hit 30-year-old Charles Swede Jr. of Washington. Swede was lying in the road. He had been struck by a hit-and-run vehicle at an unknown time. Investigation continues. Three American soldiers were killed and three others wounded Saturday in Afghanistan. One of the victims is an Aggie. The death of Army Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, class of 1994, was confirmed by his father to the Albany Times Union newspaper, New York State. Colonel Thomas Collins of the International Security Assistance Force says one of the two gunmen was killed and the second was taken into custody.
In Paktika province, that's southeastern Afghanistan near the border, we had several soldiers who were attending a meeting with Afghan officials. And when they came out of the meeting, they were suddenly being fired upon by two individuals wearing Afghan National Army uniforms.
Clark was on his second tour in Afghanistan. 3 years ago, he received the Purple Heart following an IED explosion. His 17-year career also included 3 tours in Iraq. Collins says it has not been determined if they were Afghani security personnel. More than 21,000 college students are in the Twin Cities this summer. Enrollment at A&M is nearly 17,000, which officials say is about the same as a year ago. Blinn College has a 5.5% increase in total credit hours for the first summer session. The growth is led by the highest number in 5 years of students taking classes online. At Blinn's campus in Bryan, headcount's almost 4,100. That's up 8% from the same period last year. The welcome mat has returned for 4,000 visitors headed to Aggieland. The Texas 4-H Roundup is back at A&M, where it was founded and spent more than 60 years before being held last year in Lubbock. Roundup coordinator Kyle Merton says the year away resulted in creating community partnerships. One example is getting local hotel occupancy tax money to lower registration costs to allow more people to attend.
And in return, we're putting some more heads in their beds and more people in their restaurants to help support the community.
The four-day roundup includes more than 50 leadership and competitive events and the awarding of more than $2 million in scholarships. You're invited to nearly all of the activities. Learn more at our website at WTAW.com. And emergency repairs means closing a Grimes County road north of Carlos all week. The repairs are to a rail line owned by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. At WTAW.com, you can find more information, including a map. That's one of two advisories from local power companies. BTU is reminding homeowners that tree trimming is underway throughout its service area. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, and looking out for each other and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Everyone loves avocado season at Subway. Add creamy, refreshing avocado to any of your favorites, or try it on the turkey and bacon avocado today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only in participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook, Inc.
Former First Lady Laura Bush.
Every year, thousands of abused and neglected children are placed in foster care. Each one of these children needs someone they can count on to help them get through the foster care system and into a caring, permanent home as soon as possible. Consider becoming a CASA volunteer or supporter. You'll make a lifelong difference in a child's life and your own.
Please visit becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Let's do the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here's some weather for you.
With us heading into the middle part of June, our temperatures will start to get uncomfortably warm each day. Lots of sunshine today, 95. An isolated thunderstorm may develop by late today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun, perhaps an isolated storm late in the day tomorrow, 90 to 95. It'll be mostly sunny and very warm on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everything was working for me.
Everything's been working for the Bombers just in general. That's the starting pitcher from last night. And they actually dropped one, but the Bombers are 8-1. So we'll get you caught up with Bombers baseball. Also, NCAA track and field championship back in Aggieland. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
As long as everything is working in the concession stand, too, that's important.
They have the coolest thing at the ballpark.
Okay.
I've never seen this before. It's beer poured from the bottom of the cup.
I don't know what that means.
I went to the Bombers baseball game Friday. It's a plastic cup,
yeah,
and it's got a magnetic seal. The top of the magnet is an ad.
Okay.
And what they do is they drop the cup on top of the spigot, and it fills it from the bottom of the cup.
Huh. Does it make less head that way?
Yes. And when you pop the thing off, there's a little ad magnet in the bottom of it that you can read, and this one happened to be for DWI, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
But it pours from the bottom.
Yeah. I saw a story about the guys who invented that. It's been about 2 years ago, and they invented this idea of doing that because, you know, there's a certain skill to being able to draw beer on tap and not have it foam over.
True.
And that's what it did, is it basically took that problem out of the equation. And I remember it took some kind of special installation to do it. They had a special beer head, obviously, to do that. But, that's interesting. I'm glad to hear that's there. So now, Kat, you never told us about your experience there at the ballpark.
Well, you never asked about my experience at the ballpark.
You can really volunteer that kind of thing. So, anyway, so go ahead.
It was great. I had so much fun. I'm really thankful that I got to go. It was an amazing opener. The weather was beautiful. The game was exciting. I think there were a couple split bats, none that, you know, exploded like at a major league game, but you could hear a good solid and then they had to switch bats, and it was good. The game I saw, you know, they won 7-0, I don't remember now. It was a week ago, so.
So now you were in like the owner's box or something? What was that?
No,
what was it?
No, there was food and stuff down on this porch area, which was really on yummy food.
On the deck.
But then we were sitting, I think, on the 8th row or 9th row up, and it was nice.
So what did you eat?
Oh gosh, I ate nachos, peanuts, ice cream, a hot dog, part of a sausage on a stick, potato salad and beans, and a second of potato salad. It was good.
What, even an extra innings game?
And I drank lots of lemonade.
Remind me not to take her to Golden Corral.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Actually, that might be the way to go since it's all you need.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Well, that's true. That's right. It might be. That's it. Okay. So anyway, so you had a fine time at the ballpark, did you?
I did. It was wonderful. And I got a Bombers baseball cap, which I plan to wear in the future.
Oh, okay. Well, what, at the game or just kind of around town or when you're doing the news or what?
at games.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I just didn't know. Wearing it while you're doing the news.
I know Kevin collects hats. I actually collect hats also.
Because we're going to a news conference wearing the Bombers hat. It'd be pretty cool, too.
Well, people might get confused and think I'm a sports person.
Well, they
better
might
keep the hat off.
They might.
So
they
realize,
true.
Oh, no, she's a news person.
Yeah,
she's serious.
It. All right, so are most Americans outraged over the current national security agenda data mining operation? Yeah, pretty much no.
I'm guessing not.
No.
No, it's fine.
Well, and the deal is, of course, the American public's so stupid that you can't really give them two things to focus on at once, you know? And I'm thinking we can get a lot farther down the road if we focus on this IRS deal right now. You know, can we get some changes actually made in the IRS because of the anger that people might be feeling about this?
No.
Yeah. Because then the next thing is this whole data mining deal. And it's very bothersome that you have people like John McCain saying, quote, "I believe the FISA court system is an appropriate way of reviewing these policies. To somehow think that because we are having phone calls recorded as far as their length and who they're talking to, I don't think that that is necessarily wrong if they want to go further, and they have to go with this court." I think it's time for the senator to get some lemonade and sit next to Jimmy Carter. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree.
Mike McCall, richest member of the elective government, that is the House and the Senate. He is the Homeland Security Committee chairman. He talked about this controversy and tied it to the current political climate in Washington, saying the optics are terrible. Can you trust this administration with your phone records? Well, you know what? This started during the George Bush administration. This is not, you can't hang this on Barack Obama. You can't hang this on his administration. This is the federal government. It started with that good old boy from Texas, okay? Now, they may have run with the ball farther than they thought they were going to when Bush signed this thing, but you know what? It is what it is. And it's a bothersome thing to me. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, he says, taking a very sensitive classified program like that targets foreign persons on foreign lands and putting just enough of that information out there is dangerous. He says Glenn Greenwald, who's the guy who wrote the story for The Guardian, is being dangerous in letting this information out. He shouldn't be doing that. He is the problem.
Oh, yeah?
So, sure, because it's dangerous. He's not telling peace. He's telling us just enough for us to be concerned. He's not telling the good side of what gathering all this information is about. Again, they try to tell us this is about foreigners. It's about foreigners. Oh, well, if we happen to gather all that information on those Americans, too, that's okay. But we're getting the foreigners. Pretty bothersome.
Very.
And again, these are Republicans saying these things. These are Republicans saying this is a good thing. We need to go ahead and do this.
I think by definition, that's a rhino.
Yeah, right.
They're not real Republicans.
Okay, well, you know. And what's interesting is then Rand Paul, yesterday, he's on one of the Sunday talk shows, and he says, I'm going to be asking all the internet providers and all the phone companies, ask your customers to join me in a class action lawsuit. If we get 10 million Americans saying we don't want our phone records looked at, then maybe someone will wake up and something will change in Washington. I have no problem if you have probable cause, but we're talking about trolling through a billion phone records a day. No, Senator, you're not going to be able to get 10 million people to sign this. And no, I don't even know if that'll change anything.
I don't either.
So it's a little bothersome, just a little bit. And now we found out who this guy is. His name's Snowden, and he's hanging out in Hong Kong, who apparently gave all this information.
Yeah, but they have extradition, so it's not like they're going to scoop him up.
Well, yeah, well, they said the deal is, though, it's they feel like he felt like it was problematic if he went to Hong Kong. Of course, you know, extradition and having somebody run in and put a bag over your head and put you on a G5 to a place where you can be extradited? Huh, that could never happen, could it? Does that only happen in movies? No, I believe if they think that he is a big enough problem, they will do that, he suddenly will disappear. He's already said he's in Hong Kong, and just down the road is the CIA station. It's right there.
Oh, I promise they know where he's
at.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They got it pretty well handled.
They know when he's going to the John.
Yeah, we'll see how that all comes out. As they said, his name is Edward Snowden. Remember the name because you may not see his face again.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas
Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If they were given the choice, most people would probably choose the fastest possible growth from their shade trees. Well, it should come as no surprise to anyone that rate of tree development is highly dependent on the amount and frequency of waterings. That's what we're going to talk about in our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care for perfect control of insects and diseases as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. This product's exclusive formula feeds and protects against insects and diseases in one easy step. There's no spraying. You just mix it in a watering can and pour it at the base of the plant. It's three systemic products in one. It fertilizes, feeds, and renews for strong root shoots and blooms. For insect control of aphids, lace bugs, leaf beetles, leafhoppers, mealybugs, thrips, and whiteflies, and disease control for up to 6 weeks of black spot, powdery mildew, and others. 6 weeks protection against the major problems of roses, hibiscus, iris, azaleas, camellias, and other flowers and shrubs. Growing beautiful roses, flowers, and shrubs has never been easier. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden centers. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. Watering shade trees is not a precise science. In fact, it's hard to determine how much water any particular tree will use in a certain time period. What we do know, however, is that large shade trees can take up as much as 50 to 100 gallons of water daily during the hottest part of the summer. While they do have large tap roots that plunge deep into underground water reserves, we still need to make frequent and deep soakings for the surface roots as well. If you have a sprinkler system and if you're watering to keep your grass in a vigorous and good and healthy condition, your shade trees probably will compete quite well. If you're watering with a hose-end sprinkler, however, you'll probably want to do some special irrigating around the trees. You need to be familiar with the term drip line. That's the portion of the soil surface that falls just below the outer canopy. If the sun were directly overhead, the drip line would be where the outer shadow fell on the ground. Most of any tree's really active feeder roots will fall near the drip line, so that's the place where you need to concentrate your thorough soakings. There are several good manual ways you can water large trees. Root watering rods work okay as long as you don't insert them more than a few inches into the ground. People who stick them down 18 inches into the soil really are wasting most of that water. You can also make a short length of a drip irrigation line. Install the emitters 12 to 18 inches apart in the length of the hose. Coil the hose around the drip line of your tree and let it run slowly for several hours. You could use an old-fashioned soaker hose in the same manner. One of the surest symptoms of a shade tree that isn't getting enough water in the summer will be for it to shed many of its leaves once the really hot weather arrives. Large-leafed and fast-growing trees are notorious for this, most especially fruitless mulberries and silver maples, cottonwoods, catalpas, and others. If those species get just a little bit too dry, you can count on their dropping a bunch of leaves just a few weeks later. And you know what? Even if you're watering them properly, as deeply as possible, they're still going to shed a lot of leaves. That's a lot of surface area for them to maintain. So if the yellowing that you're seeing is older internal leaves, that is not iron deficiency. Iron won't solve it. Water would, cooler temperatures would as well. I think I agree with the shade trees. Your trees do depend on you for regular waterings, and because trees represent such a long-term investment, that water is well spent. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about responsible pest control in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. They did it again. Texas A&M won the men's NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships as the Aggies and Florida Gators each scored 53 points to share the 2013 title on a dramatic final day. Leading the team scoring over Florida, 52-43 going into the final event, the 4x400-meter relay, the Aggies put their championship in jeopardy with a dropped baton before the first exchange. Ricky Babineau retrieved the baton, and the next three legs completed the race to earn the very important 1 point, but that was only determined after an extensive review by the officials on the site. Florida won the race going away, and they picked up 53 points. Only after the review was it decided then it would be a tie. This marks the seventh national championship won by Texas A&M track and field programs over the last five-year span and is the 34th NCAA championship claimed by Aggie head coach Pat Henry. The A&M men and women each won the national title in 09, 10, and 11, completing an unprecedented feat in the sport's history. Turning now to baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers finally stumbled at number 8 in terms of winning, falling Saturday to Dallas 2-0. Then it picked up, and they picked up right where they left off, trouncing Marshall 9-2 last night. And here's starting pitcher Mike Walker after the win.
Everything was working for me. Spotted up well. Righties throwing good changeups too, and lefties I was throwing curveballs too. And usually it's my routine, and it worked for me tonight.
Bombers pick it back up tomorrow. They'll travel to Kilgore to take on the East Texas Pump Jacks at 7:05, and all the action is on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Couple Aggies were picked up in the Major League Draft. Junior Rafael Pineda and Jason Jester were both selected on the third day of the 2013 Major League Baseball first-year player draft Saturday. Pineda was selected by the Seattle Mariners 30th round in the 897th pick overall. Jester was selected with the following pick at 898, and he's on his way to San Diego. A&M Consolidated team advanced to the 2013 State 7-on-7 Division I tournament after knocking off Magnolia, Manville, and Killeen Ellison. In the NBA playoffs, Mario Chalmers scored 19 points in the Miami Heat, even the NBA Finals at a game apiece by dominating the last 28 minutes of play with a 103-84 win over San Antonio. Here's Chalmers after the win.
We was able to make some adjustments that really helped us out. You know, the first game was just a fill-out game for us. You know, it was really our first time playing the Spurs when we're healthy and they're healthy. So it's going to take some time to get used to, and I think we made the right adjustments.
LeBron James finished with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists for the Heat, who led at 98-71 late in the game after trailing 62-61 with about 4 minutes left in the third. Danny Green had a team-high 17 points for the Spurs, who will host Game 3 tomorrow night. Rafael Nadal has become the most successful player in French Open history with his 8th championship.
That's more than I even can dream about these kind of things, no? But here we are today. No? I worked a lot since I was a kid to be a professional tennis player, and I never thought about something like this, but just can say thank you very much. Everybody who really supported me during all my career, and because of them, I am here today.
Nadal beat fellow Spaniard David Ferrer 6-3, 6-2, 6-3 to improve to 59-1 at Roland Garros. In NASCAR action, Sprint Cup points leader Jimmy Johnson dominated at Pocono to win his third race of the season. He led 128 of 160 laps and was never seriously challenged by anyone a week after his run at a win at Dover was taken away by a penalty off a restart. Greg Biffle was second. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Johnson's teammate, was third. Here's old five-time after the race.
I mean, what a race car. I mean, not only the car and the handling and the grip that it had, but the engine and what was under the hood. I mean, when I'd lean on the throttle, this baby would run down the straightaway and yard anyone and everyone. So hats off to everybody in all departments in Hendrick Motorsports.
In Major League Baseball yesterday.
First pitch, David Murphy. It's a high drive, deep right center, way back. That ball is history. Murphy homers on the first pitch from McGowan. And the Rangers now lead it 6-4.
And that's where it finished. The Rangers rallied from 4 runs down to beat the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. Adrian Beltre, Nelson Cruz, and David Murphy all homered for the Rangers. And Adam Lind hit a 3-run shot in the third that gave the Blue Jays the 4-0 lead to start with. Alex Gordon and Eric Holmeser each had run-scoring singles in the 8th inning yesterday as the Royals blanked the Houston Astros 2-0. And finally, Brett Williams, RBI double in the 17th inning, lifted North Carolina State to a 5-4 win over Rice in the longest super regional game in NCAA history. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor from Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your